ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على رسول الله وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه وبعد you ready to go to the airport on our way to Kuwait. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for khair and for us to be able to do that which is pleasing to him jalla jalaluhu, and to enable us to do that which is beneficial for us in the dunya wal akhirah. And as I'm sitting here, I cannot but help reflect on a very important thing which just struck me, and I thought, let me share that with you as tomorrow's Fajr reminder. Tomorrow will be, inshallah, the last day of Sha'ban, and bismillah ta'ala, inshallah, tomorrow night Ramadan starts, first Tarawih in Kuwait, inshallah, for us. As I sit here, I think to myself that I'm sitting in my house and there are two suitcases that are packed for myself and my wife, which have just gone down to the car. If I look at all the stuff that I have in my house, obviously that is more than what's in the suitcases. But for this journey, the only thing which matters is what's in that suitcase. If we find when we reach Kuwait that we need something which is not in that suitcase, then we don't have that thing. Even if that thing is lying in the house, it is of no use to us because we are in Kuwait. The only thing that matters is what goes with us in that suitcase. All the stuff which is there in the house remains in the house. Absolutely of no use to us. Now the point I'm thinking about is that a day will come when I will go on another journey, but the similarity will be exactly the same. The only thing on that journey which will be of benefit to me will be that which goes with me. Whatever is left in this dunya, in this house, in my life, will remain here. It will be of no use to me. It will do me no good. All that will do me good is that which goes with me. And therefore, it is very important for me, and I remind myself and you, very important for you, to ask yourself and say, what is in my suitcase? What use is that which is in my suitcase to the place that I'm going to? Kuwait right now is very hot. So what's in my suitcase is clothes which I have for the summer, light clothes. I have woolens, but they're here. Now instead of light clothes, if I had woolens in the suitcase, they would be of no use to me in Kuwait. I would not be able to wear them, would not be able to use them. So therefore I remind myself and you that what is important is not what we leave behind here, but what we take with us. And so when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the time comes for that journey, exactly the same rule will apply. What will be important is what we take with us. And therefore, the simple message for myself and you is, what is in your suitcase? Right now, we are at the stage of packing. We can put whatever we like into that suitcase. And unlike this journey, there is no baggage allowance on that journey. There's no limit to what you can take. We can take anything we want. The question is, are we focusing on that? Are we focusing on asking ourselves, there is no baggage allowance, there is no baggage limit, meaning I can take as much as I want, but am I taking as much as I need? Or am I going to be among those who could have taken much more, but they find that they didn't take it? And when they reach there, they find that they need so many things which they had, but which they didn't bring with them. And that's not a situation that I want to find myself in, it's not a situation I want you to find yourself in. So I suggest that let us think, let us use Ramadan as a time for reflection, which is what it is. And yet let us think and say, what is in my suitcase? And let's ensure that we put into that suitcase things which are going to be beneficial for us in the destination that we are going to, which is the Day of Judgment, which is our qabr, and which is the Day of Judgment. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to always be pleased with us, never be displeased. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill your lives with barakah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you this Ramadan in good health and with the tawfiq to take the maximum benefit from this month. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the doors of His treasures, which is what He will do. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to take the maximum benefit of this Ramadan and to be pleased with us and never to be displeased with us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy and for His blessing. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu that He gave us this deen. We ask Allah to enable us to make the best use of this deen. I would like to end with the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reported in Sunan Tirmidhi, and it is graded as Hasan, and Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is the one who reported it. And he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the first night of the month of Ramadan, the shayateen are chained, the jinn are restrained, and the gates of hellfire are closed, and none of its gates are opened. The gates of Jannah are opened, and none of its gates are closed. A caller announces, O seeker of good, come near. O seeker of evil, stop short. Allah will save them from the hellfire, and that is during every night of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to take the maximum benefit from these teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to help us to do that which is pleasing for Allah and which is of benefit to us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika wa rahmatika.